ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine's state-owned power company in a post on Telegram says damage from recent Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy sector and infrastructure has forced emergency power outages across most of Ukraine. It comes ahead of Friday's meeting between Ukraine's President Zelensky and President Trump at the White House. President Trump today expressing frustration with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
And all we want from President Putin is stop this. Stop killing Ukraine's and stop killing Russians, because he's killing a lot of Russians.
A federal judge blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. The judge saying the layoffs appear to be politically motivated. It is day 15 of the shutdown. In Illinois, the top judge in Cook County issuing an order barring ICE from arresting people at county courthouses if they don't have a judicial warrant or judicial order calling for the arrest. Aid into Gaza restricted after Israel closed the Rafah crossing today, accusing Hamas of violating the ceasefire by not returning all deceased hostages. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court today heard arguments in a key part of the Civil Rights Act. The Louisiana-based case centers on congressional maps drawn in 2022. ABC's Devin Dwyer says the high court's decision could impact congressional maps in other states.
There are a majority of justices that think Louisiana needs to go back to the drawing board, that second majority black district. By the way, both of those districts are occupied by Democrats, so there's some political ramifications there, but that they may need to go back and draw again, because race was predominant in how they drew that map. How the court shakes out, what sorts of limits they put around Section 2, I think that's a little bit less clear.
The West Coast storm that dumped heavy rain in Southern California over the last few days, along with more than a foot of snow in the Sierras, is now targeting the northern and central Rockies. That storm will hover over there for the next few days, bringing with it more snow. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not the best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the low 60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Beach Boys always make things better. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good evening. It's the Kingsman.
Clock to us, 97.9 WGBW.
Dean, Surf City, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. I've told you plenty of Halloween things happening for the kids or your grandkids, but you know what? Adults like Halloween too. It's evidenced by some of the awesome decorations and stuff I see at houses all around town. Well, there is a pretty cool event for adults coming up too. It is also a fundraiser for the Canary Fund. It's called Rave from the Grave Dead Celebrity Halloween. So basically they're looking for you to, you know, come as your favorite celebrity who has passed on. I'm not sure who I would do for that. There's a lot of good choices. I did a combination costume a few years ago where I was Oscar the Groucho Marx. So I've got the stuff for Groucho Marx, so I guess I could possibly do that. You probably have somebody in mind you might want to check out for this, but it is Friday, October 24th, a week before Halloween, of course, and all the details on this event are on our community calendar. You can find it at wgbw.fm.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
listening to Dan Marcus in the morning for a chance to win tickets to the Linda Ronstadt Experience October 24th at the Meyer Theater. Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. An Oshkosh man arrested for allegedly kicking his bleeding dog in the head last week appeared in court yesterday. 39-year-old Travis Gant was charged Tuesday for allegedly abusing a dog and then threatening family members who shared a video that led to his arrest. That's all according to a criminal complaint. The incident happened last week at a home on Frederick Street. Police got a search warrant for the home and, according to the complaint, found three adult dogs and four young puppies. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers removed all seven dogs. Court records describe the dog that was seen being kicked in the head as somewhat non-coherent, with obvious injury to the head and had difficulty standing up. Two people in the home described repeated acts of abuse by Gant. He denied abusing the animals to police, claiming the dogs were injured fighting each other. Gant also allegedly threatened people in the home, including an adult woman and a 13-year-old girl, for recording and sharing video of his interactions with the dog. Gant faces five charges, including intentionally mistreating animals and intimidating a witness. Wisconsin soybean farmers are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion crop, but China has stopped buying soybeans this year. Wisconsin Soybean Association members say the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the low 60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Oh,
Crimson and Clover, local news and timeless hits. You'll find them both on 97.9 WGBW. You can also listen to us on our website, streaming at WGBW.FM. John Fred and his Playboy Band. It's Judy in Disguise, 97.9.
Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spiral we got, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. Just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM.
So long, so long, so long.
News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW, a summer song. Chad and Jeremy.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away. Just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you and dream of you.
We'll be right back. The Grassroots, Temptation Eyes, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here, getting ready to head out shortly, but don't you go anywhere, because of course, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is on the way. One of his guests tonight, Tim Sowers, he is the co-CEO and Chief Artistic Experiences Officer for Overture Center for the Arts. Well, I tell you, I had got to be on his show, Pete's show, a couple of times, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, he's makes everything so relaxing, and I love the fact that, of course, people are, you know, talking from all over the place and weighing in on different topics and discussing movies. Who doesn't like that? Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. every weekday. You know, you should be listening because it follows me, right?
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Not in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
The Monkees, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and you can listen to us on the Civic Media app. Download it for free in your phone's app store. I like to use it as a little bit of a cheat when my radio can't pick up the station anymore. I go to the Civic Media app, pull us up there, and then I play it through the car with the phone's Bluetooth. Mm-hmm.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
You ain't gonna show. attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. Texting would have been so much easier, right? A lot less confusing signals. All right, I am headed out. We'll catch you back here tomorrow afternoon at 2. ABC News up after Frankie Valli.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so. Love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Oh!
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Farmers voicing frustration after the Trump administration announced a $20 billion